In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom discusses the latest red meat export results, which set new monthly value records for both beef and pork.
Record-breaking month of May for beef. The really encouraging thing here is it was pretty broad-based growth. Over 29,000 tons was a record for Korea, and that comes on the heels of several very positive months for Korea earlier this year. Japan up significantly. Of course, Japan, we were dealing with a safeguard in March and April. May finally saw some of this frozen product show up in the stats, which is good. China, very much like March and April, very, very strong with about 16,000 tons. And in Latin America as well, Mexico and Central and South America continue to see some pretty good rebounds. So on the pork side, the results for May were up 16% despite China being down. So once again, our efforts to diversify markets as an industry appears to be working well. Mexico up more than double from a year ago. We had significant increases into Japan, Colombia, Central America, broad-based growth there as well. And of course, the Philippines, who are also dealing with a fallout around ASF, the 4x increase in the Philippines from a year ago. So the broad-based growth, which more than offset China, is a pretty positive signal for the pork industry going forward.
Tight labor availability continues to impact pork and beef variety meat exports, but variety meats performed very well in May.
Really welcome news to see pork variety meats across several markets increase. China, Mexico, the Philippines, some of the Central American countries as well. Beef variety meats also had a very strong showing in the month of May, up over 60%. This is an area we were concerned about, especially with the labor shortages at some of the processing facilities. So it's really a good sign to see variety meats rebound.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.